I'm Mark Bayshore. The New York Times calls Margaret Atwood's latest novel a kinky dystopia. Does that pique your interest? Here's Current State's book reviewer Scott Southard with his take on The Heart Goes Last.
The most important thing in books today is not a great twist, an original character, or even a groundbreaking style. It's a name. If you are one of the lucky few wildly popular authors, you have a built-in audience, and you're able to make mistakes that would send less famous authors to the bargain bin. Sadly, Margaret Atwood flaunts this fact in her new novel, The Heart Goes Last. Like most literary readers, I was excited when I saw Atwood's name on the book. The Canadian author is one of the most important voices in literature around today. And The Heart Goes Last starts off with a great premise. The financial market has busted. The lower and middle classes are wiped out, leaving everything in the hands of the 1%. Stan and Charmaine are living out of their car. They struggle to find any work until they get a chance to move into a new community. But there's a catch. For half of the year, they get a nice house and a nice job. For the other 6 months, they have to live in a prison, existing in a form of modern-day slavery. The possibilities are rich for another dystopian masterpiece at the start of the book. But then everything changes. Almost out of the blue, The Heart Goes Last becomes a sexual thriller. Stan and Charmaine are both having affairs. Stan is sleeping with a woman named Jocelyn, who is an important member of the community and is the wife of the person Charmaine is seeing. Stan's affair isn't consensual. He's forced to take part in it for fear of being removed from the facility or killed. That also sounds like a good book, but then it shifts again. Now, we're in a black comedy set in Las Vegas. Stan is hiding out and working as an Elvis impersonator. He is on a mission, and his partner is a former prostitute who is sexually attracted to a teddy bear. Were you able to keep up with me? One of the things Atwood is known for is her feminist stance. Her most famous novel, The Handmaid's Tale, was seen by readers as an argument for reproductive rights. But in this novel, her gender arguments are a lot less clear. Charmaine wants to be taken by a man, while at the same time, during the day, she is administering death in the prison. A strange connection that is never really resolved or explained. And then there is Jocelyn. Atwood seems to present her as a hero, yet she is coercing Stan into sleeping with her. And don't get me started on the woman with the teddy bear. This one is going to have literary scholars scratching their heads for decades to come. Here is the thing. I don't think this mess of a book would have even been published if Margaret Atwood's name wasn't on the manuscript. And I am very certain I would not have kept reading The Heart Goes Last if it was a less well-known author. Names have power in the market and on readers. This book, like all of her others, will find success while better books by unknowns disappear. Shakespeare may have said that a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but sadly, this smelly work is one best left in the garden, no matter whose name is attached to it. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Scott Southard is the author of the new novel Permanent Spring Showers and A Jane Austen Daydream. You can follow his writing via his blog, The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard. That's at sdsouthard.com.